Good evening, Pastor Schaefer here. It is Thursday, and I'm a little late today. It's 7 o'clock, but today there was a lot of stuff going on. Earlier in the morning, actually, Carol and I called Deborah's ICU room, and the nurse put the phone up to her ear, and we prayed. And she was unable to talk back, and I honestly don't know if she could hear me or not. The nurse thought that she could. So that's what we did. I mean, we're trying everything we can to try to be an encouragement to the family. The family asked us to do that, and I think it was a good thing. So that's what we did early this morning. Also, you know that my daughter and her husband and both kids had COVID. We've been staying away from them for a few weeks now. Finally, we're able to be around them again. And so I spent the day today with Alexander, and it was a real blessing. You know that their other grandfather died a few weeks ago, so I'm having to do double duty because his other grandfather is gone, and they used to do things together. And so I'm trying to fill in the void with that. We had a good day. I was able to talk to him about some things. He helped me down with my boat, and he really, really loves that. So that was a blessing, but, you know, it made things late for me to do the podcast. And this is not going to be a long podcast, to be honest, because, like I said, it was a full day. And then Ella has been over here tonight. She just left. But I want to talk about God's graciousness, the fact that our God is a God of grace. We've heard different definitions for grace. We've heard God's riches at Christ's expense, which is a good definition. The Lord Jesus came and died on Calvary's cross, paid for our sins. When we trust Him as our Savior, our sins are forgiven and canceled out. And that's a very gracious act which the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. And so we say God's riches at Christ's expense. And once we're saved, it's more than just having our sins dealt with. I mean, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. We have a new personal relationship with God. We actually are in the place where we know God, and we can pray to Him, and He becomes our best friend. And we know for sure that we're going to spend eternity with Him in heaven. And that's riches. You can't get more wealthy than that. It's not money riches, but it's way beyond that. So God's riches at Christ's expense. Also, God's grace is something that He extends to us to enable us to do mighty works. And this is probably something that we've all experienced at one time or another if we're saved. In my own case, God has given me the grace to deal with people that are dying, to handle funerals and things like that, and difficult situations, you know, as a pastor. And looking back on those experiences, there's no way I could have done the things that I've been able to do if it wasn't for the grace of God. It's amazing. And He gives you His grace when you need it, and He gives you as much as you need, and He helps you to get through difficult things. And you have to say that it's God that did it. You know, His grace. And so it's the grace of God that goes to work in the heart to enable us to do mighty works. God's grace. Well, I have some verses on this, not a whole lot of them, but I do have some. The first one is in Exodus 34 and verse 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. And so our God is a gracious God. That's one of His attributes. And as He passed by Moses, that's what He said, and He mentioned His grace. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. So He's called the God of all grace. And it's going to be awesome when we get to heaven. And, you know, God gets us through difficult situations. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. So God is looking for people that are humble before him. He gives those kind of people grace. John chapter 1, verse 14, speaking of Christ. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Lord Jesus Christ, full of grace. Psalm 103 and verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And that's true of our God. He's not a nasty God. Not the God that I know, not the God of the Bible. When we come to him by faith, and we trust him as our Savior, and we become born again, you realize right quick that God is such a merciful and loving and gracious God. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Acts 20:32. And then finally, Psalm 116 and verse 5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. So the verse is talking about God being gracious, righteous, and merciful. But notice gracious is the first thing it mentions. God is a gracious God. And so be encouraged by these verses. God will give you the grace that you need to get through this COVID thing that we're all facing. He's certainly been gracious to us. We've had to deal with, you know, some hard things during this time, but God has gotten us through those things, and I thank him and praise him for that and for his grace that he has extended to us. Tonight, as we go to prayer, of course, we want to continue to remember Deborah and her family. And I mentioned before that the church is going to take a special offering for that family. So you can designate money when you give money to Deborah. Just let it be known when you send in your money or whatever that that's what it's for. And we'll make sure that it gets to the family. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for getting us through difficult times. Help our church, Lord. Give us the grace to get through these next couple weeks. We'll be finally having a service together on the 24th of May, and that's just going to be an awesome, awesome thing. We look forward to it. But get us through these next couple weeks. And I think of Deborah and her family, and she's just so sick. And today especially has been difficult. I haven't gotten any more news. But as of this morning, things were not good. So we just ask, Lord, that you would heal her body, that you would drive that virus out of her body, that she would start to improve. And, Lord, I do pray for the family, Lord. Help them. They're saved people, which I'm thankful for. And give them the grace that they need, Lord, to get through this tough time. We ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, have a great rest of the night, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Goodbye.